Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Tomorrow night, of course, Bendigo Stadium, New Zealand Breakers take on Melbourne United. How have you seen both sides?
Yeah, I mean, it's been different for both sides, but in the same way, it's kind of similarities. I think the Breakers started off very slow and trying to adapt to the challenge of being away from home for the whole season. And since the NBL Cup, they've really turned a corner, and mentally they look like they're enjoying themselves and really giving it a good shake and giving some teams some issues. And Melbourne United, they started off really well and had that struggling period in the NBL Cup, so they're trying to get back on to a winning track, and they had a good win over the Hawks, but I'm expecting a good game in Bendigo.
You've obviously been talking with the New Zealand team, and how are they going having to know that they're going to have the whole season away from home? And are they a client? Like, I mean, they're acclimatizing to Australian climate, but it must be hard for them.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah, I speak to a lot of them pretty regularly. I mean, Finn Delaney's a good friend of mine, and just chatting to him, I think it started off a bit tougher. We're not too sure what's happening. I think the NBL Cup, there were still some Victorian restrictions in place, so they couldn't do too much outside of games. And now that that's eased, they've been allowed to do a lot more on days off, whether that's go golfing or like to go to the movies and stuff. They can do a lot more to get away from basketball, and I think they're now enjoying the process more of really just embracing the challenge that they have ahead of them, because it would be extremely tough, especially for those guys with families. Tom Abercrombie's got young kids, all this kind of stuff. It'd be tough. But when you're winning games and you're enjoying being around the group you're with, that always helps the tough times.
Peter Hooley is my guest this afternoon, NBL commentator. We're talking about the game tomorrow night at Bendigo Stadium. Now, Peter, obviously you're an NBA champion yourself, and then you've hung up the boot, so to speak. Do you still get that itch to go out and play basketball?
Yeah, I do a little bit. I'll probably run around in NBL 1 this year and just the off-season just to get back to it. Decided to kind of move on a bit earlier than I would have liked in my life. Got to the point mentally where I was ready for a new challenge, and I just had to do what was right for my family, and I'm really happy with the steps that I've taken. I'm really enjoying this next part of my life.
So how did you get into commentating? Was it they came to you, or you just said, hey, I want to give this a go?
Well, it was always something I wanted to do. I went to school and college for, I got a master's in communications and stuff, and did a lot of stuff over there. My second year with Melbourne United, I kind of was doing media as well as playing, doing a lot of stuff on camera. And then when I decided to step away, I pretty much called the NBL and said, can I give me a chance? I really want to do it. And I think originally they gave me 5 games, and after the first one, they loved me and gave me a lot more. So I'm real thankful for how quickly the transition worked. And you're still very young in the game and looking forward to keep growing in it.
I guess that's the other thing as well. Because you've played the game at the highest level, you're able to point out things that a commentator wouldn't be able to see. I guess that would call the special comments in quotation marks, but you're able to see the angles that they run, or maybe 2 or 3 plays ahead. I guess that comes across when you're broadcasting.
Yeah, it's definitely easier. That's another reason why I wanted to get straight into it. And even being out of some of the games I've done courtside where I interview some of the players, I pretty much know every player in the league personally. So be able to have those conversations, they open up a lot more. And as you said, I can break down plays and even player tendencies a lot more because I've played against these guys and I know a lot of them pretty well, and know a lot of teams the way they play as well.
It is all happening tomorrow night in Bendigo Stadium. It is the New Zealand Breakers taking on Melbourne United. Peter, really do appreciate your time this afternoon, and good calling tomorrow night.
No worries. Thank you very much.